Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I take the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today we are celebrating Easter Sunday, the resurrection of the Lord. And the message today is entitled, Hallelujah, Pass It On, based off of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. So let us today dive into the Word and hear what Paul has to say to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believed something that was never true in the first place. I passed on to you what was most important, and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the Scripture said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. Last of all, as though I had been born at the wrong time, I also saw him. For I am the least of the apostles. In fact, I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. But whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out his special favor on me, and not without result. For I have worked harder than any of the other apostles, yet it was not I, but God who was working through me by his grace. So it makes no difference whether I preach or they preach. For we all preach the same message you have already believed. Amen. So here we find ourselves celebrating another Easter. And boy, did this one come upon us quickly. Amen. I mean, where I am, where I live, March really came in like a lion. Snowstorm after snowstorm. And I kept saying that regardless of how it goes out, we are going out with the Lamb. Of God, that is. Amen. So here we are, April 1st, and I am about to preach to you a 45-minute hermeneutical sermon on the resurrection. I've timed it out. It's going to be epic, and you're all going to walk out of here like biblical scholars. April Fools. I wouldn't put you through that at all. What I would like to do, though, is ask you, what brings you to this podcast? What brings you out to the empty tomb? For each of us, the answer is going to be different. And different is okay. Some of us come listening because one of our family members was listening. Some of us listen because we weren't able to go to church. Some of us listen because we are struggling in life and need to find hope. Some of us listen because in some way, shape, or form, we need healing. Each of us, perhaps for different reasons, are seeking wholeness and hoping that there is true life to be had, something more than the day-to-day monotony of our lives. I believe, deep within my heart, that all of us came seeking resurrection, seeking a new and eternal beginning, seeking our divine and eternal purpose, our sense of calling, our sense of belonging. I also believe that regardless of what reason you think you're listening, that you are doing so because Christ led you to. Christ led you to listen today. Christ called you to listen. And you followed. You followed Christ's call, whether you realize it or not. One of the greatest things about God is how God can sometimes get within us and nudge us and lead us in a direction, and we don't even all the time realize that it's God doing it. But then all of a sudden we find ourselves in a place that we would have never anticipated, we would have never expected, we would have never ever brought ourselves to, and yet we're there. You were called. Just as surely as the women on that Easter Sunday morning were called to Jesus' tomb. Now they thought they were going to anoint and pray over a dead corpse. But instead, they were greeted by angels who announced to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Jesus is not here, for he is risen from the dead." But that's not where their story ended. They were told by the angels to go quickly and to tell the good news. And as they were running back, they encountered the risen Jesus, who greeted them and told them to tell his brothers that he'd meet them in Galilee. He says, "Go to my brothers and tell them that I go ahead of them into Galilee, where I will meet them." Now, in our text today, Paul talks of the disciples who all witnessed Jesus risen from the dead. He was seen by Peter and the 12, then by more than 500 of his followers all at the same time. He was seen by James and later all the apostles, including by Paul, who saw him a year or so later following his ascension. But wait a second. Aren't the apostles the same people as the disciples? Wasn't it the disciples who became the apostles? Yes, they were. And this is significant. Disciple means student, but apostle means sent. In other words, the disciples went from student learners to being sent. All their brokenness, their sorrow, their doubt, their fear, all of that expired, and true life sparked in them that day. And they could not contain it. They could not contain it. I believe that is why you are listening today. Because Christ led you, like Christ led the disciples, to experience the resurrection. You came to encounter the risen Christ. And I want to make something clear, because some people question, you know, like the resurrection. Is it something that could have really happened, or is it mythology that was made up years and years and years after the fact? The fact of the matter is that Paul was writing. Paul became a Christian within about a year of Jesus' death and resurrection. He was writing maybe 20 years, 20 to 30 years after Jesus died. It would be like writing a book about John Lennon, if you want to think of it that way. Not so far gone that there aren't people alive who knew him, people who could discount what was being said. So this understanding that we have some of the earliest documentation around the resurrection of Christ that exists. Documents that were written 20 to 30 years after the fact by people who were alive during the time. Not to mention that nobody, my friends, nobody puts their life on the line for an April Fool's joke. Nobody does. Nobody risks their neck for something that might not be true. These people, at the very least, whether it proves it or not, doesn't matter. At the very least, these people were convicted that what they had seen was true, and they were willing to die for it. It changed them. And I believe that it can and will change you as well. You came to encounter the risen Christ. My response to that is, hallelujah. I rejoice in the fact that the Lord has led you here. Indeed, Christ is risen. Christ is risen, and Christ is here. Christ can heal within you the emptiness that exists. Jesus can and will erase the void within each of us and spark in us the resurrected life, a life of meaning, of purpose, and of belonging, a life that shall never, ever die. Place your trust in the resurrected one and devote yourself to following him and to passing on the infectious good news of the true life found in Jesus. My response to us listening to this podcast, my response to us listening and having this discussion, receiving the good news of Jesus Christ's resurrection is, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pass it on. Be transformed by the Holy Spirit. Stay connected to Christ's body, the church, and spread the good news to all people in love and in grace, for our faith was never intended to be a private affair, but one we are to share with one another as well as with others. Hallelujah! Pass it on. I pray that the resurrection becomes real for you, if it isn't already, becomes real for you. And for those of you that already believe, I pray that it renews the spark within you to become bold in your faith, to grow in love, and to share the gospel with all people in love and in grace. Hallelujah. Pass it on. Amen. Gracious and loving God, I just thank you and praise you for being the resurrected King, for being the one who conquered death, the one who came down and became one of us, who lived, who taught, who died, all so that we might have life and have life abundant. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Spark within us the resurrected life, that we may grow in love, that we may grow in grace, and that we may grow in boldness in sharing your love with all people, not just in our words, but in our actions, not just in platitudes and biblical quotes, but by being your hands and your feet in this community and all communities that we live in. Lord, help us be your people, spreading your love and living into your resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so I look forward to, I thank you for coming and listening to this podcast. I always enjoy you joining in with the discussion on what it means to be a Christian and what it means to live the resurrected life and to live a life of faith. I would like to join you for next week's message, The Road. And that should be an interesting continuation on in the Easter season. So I hope you'll join us then and tune in and listen to into that message. And in the meantime, I pray that the resurrection sparks new life within you and that you grow in boldness, grow in love, and grow in grace. May the peace of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you always. Amen.